Do It Again. From the Showbiz Kids themselves, Steely Dan, on the Robert Elm Show on BBC London 94.9 FM. Now, for as long as I've been presenting this show, which is a very long time, we've had a kind of an institution, which is that one of the things we do for children in need is the BBC Night of Comedy. It's kind of the big night of the year, really. As far as people who work here, we always go. Huge turnout of top-line comedians. I mean, just about everybody who's been making people laugh in this city of ours over the last dozen years has played their part. But this year, there's been a big change. Instead of having one evening, usually in Shepherd's Bush, they've got, I don't know, four, five different venues over three different evenings, taking in all bits of London, basically. There's one up in Haverstock Hill in North London, one over at St Matthew's Church down in South London in Brixton, then there's one in East London in Rivington Street, one in West London in Little Venice, and then one right in the centre as well. So, basically, no one has any excuse. You can all get to one of these events, and they're all for children in need, and it's a fantastic lineup of people. I mean, I'll run through some of the other ones in a bit, but the event that kicks it all off is Wednesday, the 14th of November. That's tonight.
It is tonight.
Yeah, and the man sitting opposite me is one of the people there. It's Richard Herring, who's one of the stars of the show up at Monkey Business at the Sir Richard Steele on Haverstock Hill in NW3. Yeah. Richard, welcome to BBC London.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, I don't know this venue. I mean, I should do, because I'm not a million miles from there in NW1, but...
I think it's just opened up. I think the first night of there about a month ago, it's quite a nice pub, Sir Richard Steele.
And yeah, I know the pub, but yeah, I didn't know it had a comedy
upstairs, night. It's got an upstairs room. So I think it's the guy who runs Monkey Business in, I can't remember where the other one is, Chalk Farm or somewhere. But it's,
right.
It's nearby the other one, but it's kind of, that one's in quite a rough kind of old man's pub, which is, you get all these comedy fans coming downstairs and there's a lot of altercations, but this one's in a nice kind of trendy pub.
You've gone up market.
They've gone up market at Monkey Business. Although I think he still runs the other one. It's still good fun, the other one as well. But the first night was certainly, it's one of those rooms above a pub, but it's a decent size and it was rammed last time, as I'm sure it will be tonight. So, there's a really good atmosphere in there.
I'm sure it will. Tickets are a tenner, and the full amount of £10 goes to children in need.
Oh, that's terrific.
So, do you do a different set if it's a charity evening, or do you bear it in mind, or does it affect you in any way, or is it just the normal show?
I mean, occasionally you do. Okay, it depends what the charity is. Occasionally it's quite nice to, I'll take the mickey out of the charity, but being a comedian, you're allowed to sort of say the wrong thing.
so there's
a chance that I might say the wrong kind of thing, you know, but in couched in obviously in ironic terms, which people will get. But I mean, you basically do. I mean, it's very, I've been back doing stand-up comedy. I mean, obviously I've been doing comedy for 20 years, but I've been back doing stand-up on the circuit for the last 3 years, and I've really been relearning how to do it. And I think I don't really generally go on stage with any real plan of what bits I'm going to do.
You don't have a set list?
I mean, there's stuff that I usually will end up doing, but I've got so much material now, I'll mix and match depending on how the audience are going. So if they seem to be going for one-liners, I'll try and do those, and if they're going for the ruder stuff, I'll do the ruder stuff, and if they're listening, I'll do some of the kind of cleverer rude stuff. I do most of my stuff is pretty rude. Yeah.
Well, you know,
sometimes it's really difficult to do like something that takes 5 minutes or something that back references. Sometimes on a Saturday night, you know, people are very drunk. So hopefully tonight everyone will just be merry and in a good mood, because it's a great bill as well.
Yeah, I mean, let me run through some of the other people on this. Simon Munnery, Felix Dexter, Jeff Green, Lee Nelson, Inda Minocha, Steve Weiner. That is, as you say, a pretty stellar lineup.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, Simon's one of my favourite all-time comedians, and Jeff Green's like a terrific down the line kind of stand-up, whereas Simon Munnery is kind of this more experimental kind of crazy but genius guy, and they're both kind of top of their own kind of brand of comedy. I'd say Felix is terrific. Lee Nelson is a newish comedian who's really good. I've seen him recently. I've seen him develop over the last few years. He's terrific.
Are you a lot competitive?
I don't think I am anymore. I mean, I think most comedians are quite quite helpful and like each other.
But that doesn't mean that you don't want to outdo them.
Well, it's sort of, but you get to a point, I think you're only competitive, I think, in those early days when it's open spots, and there's a difficult thing between established comedians who are just coming through, because there's, you know, comedy attracts a lot of kind of unusual characters.
Nutters.
Yeah, and you kind of don't, you kind of sort of can't befriend newer comedians until you're sure that they're all right, and there is a sort of hierarchy thing there. But I think once, I really like it because I tour a lot on my own. I do my own show. I generally do, you know, a couple of hours on my own. And so to get back and just be in the dressing room with two or three comedians having a laugh, it just is much more enjoyable than sort of just going in the dressing room on your own and going back to some horrible hotel.
So it makes up for the fact you're not getting paid.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Hopefully, they'll give us a couple of drinks. Hopefully, that's how tragic my life has become.
No, but as we say, it's all for a good cause.
No, it is. It's really nice to do these things. You do get asked to do these charity things every now and again. And actually, the nice thing is a lot of them are in really big venues. I think this usually would be in a big theatre, and then that's like a special experience, you know, for everyone, and everyone has a good time. But
well, I think one of the things that this shows is because. I think one of the reasons that, you know, apart from being able to get out to different bits of London rather than having to drag everybody to Shepherd's Bush, there's just so many comedians involved now that you can't fit them all on one bill.
No, that's it, you know, and there are like, who's at the other gigs? Is there any?
Well, we got the likes of Paul Tonkinson, for example, who's down at the Electric Mouse in Brixton, Paul Sinner, Andrew Bird, they're all down at Brixton. Then over at Rivington Street, it's Rob Rouse, Paddy Bramwell, Stuart Goldsmith, Brian Higgins. Over at the Canal Theatre, it's Will Allen, Jonathan Ellen, Emma Horton and Rachel Kirkland. So, you know, and then, I can't remember, where's the fourth one gone? I've lost that one. So there's just, you know, there's a huge lineup of people.
Well, you know, there's a lot of comedians. When I started out, first of all, it was sort of 1989, and there was a certain number of comedians and a certain number of clubs, and you could do an open spot one week and almost be booked the next week, you know, but now there's so many comedians, there's so many hundreds of comedians. But
does that make it harder?
I think it sort of makes it harder to get started as a comedian, but it also, I think it means you've got to really kind of push to find your own little world view, I guess. You know, you've got to try and stand out from those people and be different.
I found the bill at the final event, which is up at the Arts Theatre Comedy Cellar, which is in the West End. And that's Will Hodgson, Luke Toulson, Tom Deacon and Andy Osho. So, you know, I don't know how many there is. That's about sort of 25 comedians in total.
Yeah, well, it's great. You know, it's good. They're really good bills. And I think any of those nights will be terrific fun. Go to all of them if they're on different nights.
Well, yeah, it's over three nights, and you can find out all of the information by going to our website, which is www.bbc.co.uk/London. And Joe Good and Big George will be at the event tonight too, I'm told.
Oh, good.
They're going to be up there from the station. What else are you doing? Don't swear.
I won't. I'm doing a show about turning 40, which we'll call Oh Dear, I'm 40.
Right.
Though the dear is substituted for a different word, which I'm actually touring in the spring. I just did a run at the Arts Theatre with it, which was... the Arts Theatre, where one of your shows is, but in the theatre, which was great. And so I'm touring that in the spring. I'm doing a Radio 2 sketch show, third series of a show called That Was Then, This Is Now, which is kind of a history based sketch show about what happened in history this week with Emma Kennedy and a few other people, which is really good fun. We're just recording them at the moment, and I'm just sort of working out. I did a thing earlier in the year for ITV called You Can Choose Your Friends, which is like a one-off, but we're just waiting to hear if we're going to get a series of that as well. So that would be kind of terrific if we did, but you know, it's just work, plugging away, doing lots of stand-up writing.
Are you enjoying being back with stand-up?
Yeah, really, I really am. I think because it's nice to get the opportunity to perform kind of regularly and just in a different environment. And also, I think it's sort of going back to what I should have done really in the early 90s. I kind of didn't like it in the early 90s, and I preferred to work with other people and do sketches. And I was in a double act with Stuart Lee, and I kind of felt more comfortable in that. So it's been quite a big thing for me to get back to sort of performing on my own. But it's really nice to go out and prove that you're, because most of the audience won't have seen anyone.
Prove you're funny.
Well, prove you're funny, because you know, when you do your own show, the people are coming to see you and they already like you. But when you do a show like in a club, most people won't know who I am, and so it's kind of nice to prove to myself that it can work. But also, by, you know, it just means that if I'm sitting in writing all day and then I can get out and go and do a gig, it just means I don't go slowly too mad on my because when you're writing, it can be just a very lonely, weird experience, and so it's kind of nice to get out and meet some people.
Well, if you want to go and see Richard Herring, he's appearing tonight, top of the bill at the Monkey Business, at the Sir Richard Steele. It's one of five different gigs taking place over three nights all across London, and you can find the information by going to our website, www.bbc.co.uk/London. Richard, thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.